Track 3, Tim's Big Christmas Quiz. I can see that Tim has been busy again, thinking up fiendish questions for us to have a go at. This one is another true or false quiz. Here's Sam.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Ha! You see what I did there, everybody? And yes, it's time for the final quiz of the year here at Just Talk. Is it true? I can hear you all say boo at this sad news. That rhymed. Well, maybe not. Well, anyway, it's our true or false quiz about Christmas and festivities. So here at Chatterbox HQ, they've gone all out on the bunting and you should see it. The air is filled with the smells of the original Christmas and, yes, it would appear a donkey has been let loose in the office and has made itself at home, leaving some presents for us all. How kind. Well, just as well this recording isn't a scratch-and-sniff version. That's another charming image for our listeners. Tim, you have excelled yourself. Anyway, the following 10 questions are brought to you by our sponsors. Glade Air Freshener, Scrubber, the all-in-one carpet cleaner, and, of course, Shake and Vac, to put the freshness back, sing if you must. OK, 10 true or false questions on this track, and then later I'll be back to give you the answers. It's as simple as that. So, hold on to your jingle bells. Oh, we're off with question number one. Is it true or is it false that Elvis Presley's only UK Christmas number one was in 1962 with Return to Sender? So, true or false, Elvis Presley's only UK Christmas number one was in 1962 with Return to Sender. And question number two, is it true or is it false that the poinsettia derives its English name from American politician Joel Poinsett? True or false, the poinsettia derives its English name from American politician Joel Poinsett. And question number three, is it true or false that Marley Was Dead are the first words of A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens? So, true or false that Marley Was Dead are the first words of A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens? And question number four, is it true or is it false that traditionally a silver shilling was put into Christmas pudding to bring good luck to the person who found it? True or false? Traditionally, a silver shilling was put into the Christmas pudding to bring good luck to the person who found it. And question number five, is it true or is it false that robins appeared on the first Christmas cards? True or false, little red-breasted robins appeared on the first Christmas cards. And question number six, is it true or false that in his plays, the bard William Shakespeare uses the word Christmas just three times? So true or false, in his plays, William Shakespeare uses the word Christmas just three times. And question number seven, is it true or is it false that in Scotland, Boxing Day became a bank holiday in 1974? So true or false, in Scotland, Boxing Day became a bank holiday in 1974? And question number eight, is it true or is it false that if you were born on Christmas Day, your star sign is a Sagittarius? So true or false, if you were born on Christmas Day, your star sign is Sagittarius. And question number nine, is it true or false that Jingle Bells was originally written for Thanksgiving? So is it true or is it false that Jingle Bells was originally written for Thanksgiving? And the final question, number 10, is it true or is it false that the church traditionally suggests that it took 12 days between the birth of Jesus and the arrival of the three wise men, hence the 12 days of Christmas. So true or false, the church traditionally suggests that it took 12 days between the birth of Jesus and the arrival of the three wise men, hence the 12 days of Christmas. Well, there we go, my little Christmas angels. Our 10 questions to mull over for a little bit. Plenty of topics, different ones, plants, birds, cards and wise men. They're hard to find these days, certainly in positions of power. Well, you go away now and have a good think. Do come back, please, though, because I will join you later with the answers. Bye for now.
Thank you, Sam. And as that's the final quiz of the year, I think our brains have earned a little rest for a while.